Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning bedding supplies for the coming year. As we approach and are into wheat harvest, we will start seeing some straw become available. However, it's going to be higher price than probably most of us would like to pay for bedding. For those of us that are feeding straw in some of our diets, whether it be to heifers or to our transition cows, that feed cost is going to go up as well. But in general, I would encourage you to make sure that you have ample supply of straw for your bedding needs and feeding needs for the next year. Now, are there some alternatives to straw? And yes, there would be. As we look at animals that might be on a bedded pack, if you can dry lot them during the summer, minimize the time they actually spend on the pack, we can probably get by with fairly minimal straw as long as we can keep a dry, hard surface for those animals to lay on. In some cases, newspaper has been used as a replacement for straw in bedding operations. However, keep in mind that the wind moves the shredded paper around very easily. But maybe a mixture of some shavings and straw as well as some paper would be an option for us to, again, extend those straw supplies that we do have. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairymen to really begin thinking hard about bedding decisions for the next year, making sure that they have ample supplies of straw available for both bedding and their feeding operations.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.